Hello and welcome. This is TrustGodOnly.com, and the title is The Free Will of Man. God gave man free will, which means that man can choose to do whatever he or she wants to do with their life. We make hundreds of choices a day. We can choose to believe in God or not. We can choose to do right or wrong, such as what to eat, how to dress, what to say, where to go, how to live, who or what to worship, etc., etc. Every choice we make has an impact on ourselves, other people, the world, and even the universe. We can use a piano as a good example as to what happens when we are negative or positive. If a piano is out of tune, it won't be in harmony. You strike a key and it sends out waves that are broken up and disruptive, not in tune with anything. If the piano is in tune, it will send out beautiful waves that are balanced and not disruptive. If you had a piano that was out of tune, would you not call a piano tuner to come and tune your piano so that it could play beautiful music? Think of Jesus as the piano tuner, and we are the out-of-tune piano. We need to call on him to come and tune us up so we could be in perfect harmony with God, the way God created us before the fall. This is what happens when we are out of tune. We send out negative waves all through the world and the universe. It's like dropping a pebble in a calm lake. You watch the ripple travel outward from all around where you dropped the pebble. What happened here is that we just disrupted the calm surface. The ripples, I'll call negative waves, are being sent out through the whole universe, disrupting everything in its path. Positive waves keep things calm, smooth, and balanced. We are happy when things are balanced in our life, at least until the next negative wave comes rolling along. Practicing equanimity is the only way to keep things balanced within our lives. You can find equanimity, an article that is written on equanimity, in the right-hand column on itrustgodonly.com. Look at what's going on in the world today. There's a lot of negative waves flowing around out there. The world is totally out of balance, or should I say, out of order. Look at the United States. It used to be the most powerful country in the world. It's lost its credibility with the rest of the world. We keep seeing recession after recession. We haven't been able to win a war in decades. What do you think caused all this? I'll tell you what caused all this: the removal of God from our country. If you read Deuteronomy 28, it will tell you about the many blessings that God will bestow on a nation that observes his commandments. Then God tells you about the curses that he will bring on a country that rebels against him. It's amazing how patient God is. He doesn't send fire and brimstone right away. He sends us plenty of warning signs that tells us to change our ways or face the consequences. God's consequences are not pleasant, as you can see what happened to the Jews in the Old Testament. Corruption, greed, hate, immorality, violence, suicide, killings, etc., etc. These things are growing at a pace where we can't even keep up with it. These things just didn't happen overnight. It's been a slow process through the years. As these things grow, and we are more exposed to them, a change takes place to mankind. man becomes more desensitized to the conditions that are going on around him or her. It becomes more accepted and a lot less painful when something immoral happens. Pride is the mother of all sin. Pride gives birth to all the other deadly sins. Thank you, God bless you, and please pray for everyone, no matter what they have done, and please pray for peace.